This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't wait to see Ant-Man at a bar mitzvah high atop doing his thing. It could happen. It really will. Could happen. Bleacher Report came up with the top 12. Well, they went 50, but the top 12 NBA players ever. And I said, man, that's going to have Ant-Man all over himself. Because this is a list of goats, and because it encompasses all eras, this is top 12 NBA players ever. Who do you think was 12? Just to give you an idea. Hey, guess what? There's a celebrity in here. Yeah. Lynell Willingham, WWE. Must be something. You got a match tonight? Yeah, he's been all over the world. He's been forecasting, been reading all of his reports. He did a good job today out there today, son. Yeah, boots on the ground, and his reports were clean. It was very, very well done. And so this Bleacher Report, did you see the top 12 in the NBA? NBA players ever. They go 50, but the top 12. Who's 12, Ant-Man?
They have Hakeem Olajuwon.
Now, the dream is 12. That's why I thought this is so cool. And I'm sure you hear more about it tonight on Overtime with Big L. Who's 11? Well, let's go with Mass. Let's do that. Let's say, hey, Mass. First of all, my brother, welcome home.
Thank you, sir.
Now, when you see a list and Hakeem the Dream is 12th, What crosses your mind when the dream is 12th?
Something's wrong.
And T-Maz, they got Kobe at 11, too.
At 11. No. Seriously. That's why this is not fun until you start backwards.
Yeah.
And you saying if there's any lists on the planet that the dream is 12 and the Mamba is 11th, Stephon Curry is 10th. So Steph is 10th. Wilt.
Well, Doc, when I'm looking at the list, first of all, I know the guys from the new era are probably not happy because the only guy to even crack the list on from the new era is Steph Curry.
That's it.
You know, I still consider Kobe old school.
Yeah, I do too. Them baggy, them uniforms, man. Them uniforms, old Laker uniforms. They look like pajamas. I mean, them brothers look so wild. Them big old britches. they was wearing. Mike was wearing them skin tights. Kobe and them wearing it. But really, this is so amazing for me because usually all the summer comes out, the big-time talk show hosts, celebrities like Linnell, they do all these lists, and they'll super six-pack, and they got all these things. And I usually just laugh and smile at it. But when I saw this, and I saw the dream at 12, it made me go, wait a minute. Let me go and see. And then that top 12, of course, you didn't have any problem with who number one was, right? Was that any doubt?
Not.
Oh, no, no. So that was clean. That was clean.
There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, just me. I'm the only one that had a problem with it.
Ant-Man's got a problem with that. But I think Ant-Man's he's just fishing for controversy. He's trying to blow his name up.
I'm not trying to fish for anything.
This is a guy got, if his social media followers are low, what these guys will do, they'll go and do something they know is insane. And they'll do it, and then y'all will bite on it. Y'all
essentially called me a clout chaser. I am no such thing.
If you don't consider Michael Jeffrey Jordan number one in this, you either high or you on something. Because you know and I know, there's no way in the heck that you would put LeBron James ahead of Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
I would. You guys always.
No, you wouldn't. It's you okay. Say you would do it, but you wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. He's too smart.
Give me a reason other than Ant-Man. Give me a reason other than longevity for LeBron being over Michael.
Hey, T-Mass, a lot of the times we have these conversations about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. You guys always want to lead with Jordan has six rings. He went 6-for-6 in the NBA Finals and things.
Yeah. What's new?
My thing is, you guys pick and choose when you want to use ring culture as, you know, your argument to, you know, win an argument kind of thing.
Oh, so you don't think it matters?
I think it does have some type of importance, but I don't think it's the end.
You
all.
Can't even say it without laughing. Hey, yeah, T-Mass.
He can't say that without
laughing. No, T-Mass, he can't do it with a straight face. He cannot do it because he know better. Hey, he's a Syracuse Orangeman. He understands tradition. He understands what it's like, man. They produce the best of the best. He understands the great Jim Brown. What are we talking about? He knows right now, but he's doing it. And like I say, he'll probably pick up 15, 20,000 followers. Yeah, he's doing it. He's out there fishing for followers. He's trolling. Kareem, the thing that's really odd to me is the sheer dominance. I mean, MJ, LeBron, they monsters, but it's sheer dominance and you not being able to have an answer that no one ever had an answer for to stop the sky hook.
Well, I actually would have Kareem second. You know,
No. Is this what we're doing?
No, what we're doing is maturity. It's maturity. How old are you? 16? 17? Okay, thank you.
I have Kareem in front of LeBron all day, every day, and I got another Laker in front of LeBron.
All right. Now, explain to me why you have all these players in front of LeBron, please.
The six Lakers, just for y'all wondering out of the dozen, all right. Six of them were purple and gold.
I'm going to name two Lakers in front of LeBron.
All right.
Okay? I'm going to name two. Kareem.
Okay.
All right, let's start there.
I'm with you.
Champion. All-time great champion in high school. Maybe the best high school player
ever. Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay? That is a fact. That's a fact with Kareem.
Bruin.
Champion at UCLA.
Bruin.
Okay? Champion at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
Comes into the pros. He literally is the guy who we had never seen anything like. We saw Wilt Chamberlain before him, sheer dominance, raw power, great speed, agility, everything. We've never seen a big guy that athletic, that powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But we had never seen a seven-footer as graceful as Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem was actually so versatile. If you'd have had a bigger guy playing with him, even in that era, Kareem could have played power forward easily at a time when you couldn't even imagine a 7'3" dude actually even having the skills to play power forward in the 70s and the 80s and the late 60s. Kareem had all of that. So I'm not going to even talk about the skyhook. That's the most unstoppable shot in the history of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He also impacted the court on the defensive side. He's up there in blocks and rebounding. So when you look at Kareem, really, there is no weakness in his game. If you want to talk about Kareem and a weakness, his only weakness, Doc, may have been his personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wasn't the easiest guy to get along with, and a lot of writers didn't like him. And because of that, he may not be in the history books the way that he should have been, because he stood for something that wasn't popular amongst people to stand for, which was equal rights for his brothers and sisters at a time when it was very tumultuous.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at what Kareem did on the court as a basketball player, it was sheer dominance. I don't know of anybody who has a better body of work when you talk about high school, college,
Howard Memorial. You're right. Unbelievable. What a shock. The seal had been. And you haven't heard a word out of Anthony, have you, Mac?
No, hey, look, I'm not listening to respond. I'm listening to understand. So, T-Maz, I understand everything you're saying, but we're not factoring in everything that happened before he got to the NBA. He's a winner. Like, I think that's basically what you're getting to.
Yeah.
He's a winner. Okay.
That is it. He's a winner. And he leads the team. He leads the team. When Kareem was playing, Magic was looking to get him the ball. The greatest mm-hmm. point guard of all time in Magic Johnson mm-hmm. was looking to
yeah,
get Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem had been in
the
league for 15. I would be looking to get him the ball too, T-Maz. I'm a rookie.
But that's because he was still dominating late in his career. That's why.
Okay, and so is LeBron James. That's what he's doing, too.
LeBron's a monster. Yeah. Nobody's doubting that. But put him in ahead of. Yeah.
He is not all around impactful the way that Kareem was. And not as consistent of a scorer.
One in Milwaukee.
And played in Milwaukee mm-hmm. There you go.
You said LeBron isn't as consistent of a scorer?
No, I said LeBron hasn't been as consistent over the course of his career in playoff games as Cap. Cap would take you there. They rode Cap until he couldn't go anymore. Now, longevity-wise, absolutely LeBron is up there. And you know what? I do you one better, man. LeBron is better late in his career than Kareem was. But if the game is on the line, and this is where it separates for me, if the game is on the line, Doc, and you got the opportunity to throw it to a 37-year-old Kareem, and you got an opportunity to have the game on the line with a 41-year-old LeBron,
I'm going Bruin.
Who do you think is going to close the game?
I'm going with the Bruin.
I'm going with Skyhook. You going with the Skyhook?
Bruin. I'm going with the Bruin.
Okay.
I'm going with the closer. Yeah. The closer. Not the setup guy. Yeah. The closer.
38-year-old Michael Jordan, are you going with him too? Or are you going with 40-year-old LeBron James?
No. Michael Jordan's not in this conversation.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
You're just trying to make up something now.
Yeah.
See, you got him going, man.
This is what they do.
You got him going, man. He's running now.
They changed the narrative. So now we were talking about Michael Jordan longevity. What are you doing in this conversation?
Yeah, and you know the other thing about it is that you know this firsthand. Now, you know the thing about Tony Massenburg is that the man who's seventh in this, he had to deal with him in practice. The man who's ranked seventh, you had to fight him every day in practice.
Oh, no doubt.
And what I'm saying is that, so you know, and that was a bad man.
Woo!
That's a dude.
I tell people, I just spoke at camp today, Doc, mm-hmm. and the kids always ask me when I speak at these camps, who was the toughest person, who was the hardest player for you to guard?
Right.
And they guess and they always say Shaq. And I said, nah, Shaq wasn't the most difficult to guard.
Right.
He was the hardest to keep away from the basket.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the most difficult one to guard.
Right.
The most difficult one to guard was Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan.
Because he had size, he had skills mm-hmm. inside and outside. He was a great defender, great shot blocker.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very high IQ for the game, and he was also a great passer. Mm-hmm. So no matter what you did, if you couldn't guard him one-on-one because you just couldn't guard him mm-hmm. one-on-one. Nobody could. If you double-teamed him, he saw where the double-team was coming and would make the right pass.
Mm-hmm.
He was also impactful on the defensive end. So you know, you start talking about this list, man.
Seventh.
We'd be here all day talking.
And it's
about
amazing because, to me, the San Antonio Spurs, most of my childhood to dismay, what they did in the midst of that purple and gold steamroller, they stopped it. I mean, what they did, they said, hold up, Slim, we don't give a hoot about nobody. And, man, but Pop and y'all, that to me is, that's why I was a little, when Chris Paul left Wimby, but I know he's going home to his family in L.A. Did any of this surprise you that has happened, latest movement in today's NBA?
No, it actually hasn't. Okay. The Chris Paul move did not surprise me. The Bradley Beal move did not surprise me. That just happened. When I think about some of the moves that have happened, I mean, some of them you can just kind of see them coming because, you know, the situation, like you saw the situation in Phoenix with Bradley Beal. You just knew that wasn't – you knew a change was coming there.
Smart.
You look at
– leaving Wizards?
Yeah, you look at Marcus Smart. Okay, well, what's the biggest Achilles heel for the Los Angeles Lakers? It's defense.
LeBron.
So, you know – so they're going to go out and address – their defensive issues, and Marcus Smart's a great way, great place to start.
All right. Well, we know if we want to know about the NBA, man, T-Mass and I, when you've been through the watching the W, and you're as a guy who did it, the highest level NBA champion, are you as excited about the W as we are?
I'm excited that the W is finally starting to get props. I'm excited for women's basketball because I've been watching women hoopers since I was in college. Is where I first saw my first big time college basketball players. Mm-hmm. When I saw the women play at Maryland, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I had no idea that women could hoop like this. Mm-hmm. I had never seen it. Now, again, I'm 17 years old at the time when I, you know, stepped on campus, so I didn't have a whole lot of life experience and not a lot of chances to see girls hoop at a high level, but I was completely blown away when I saw how those girls were playing and like the passing and the skill level and the physicality on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So I gained new respect for women's basketball a long time ago, and I'm glad to see that the game has finally gotten in a place where these ladies are starting to get recognized for what they bring to the game.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. T-Mass, man, your camp, any way I can get Ant-Man into one of your basketball camps just so he could be able to, no, seriously, man, I mean, he'll pass as a senior in high school. We can get him through that. He'll pass the look-see list.
I need to get an Ant-Man's camp for trolling. I need to learn how to
trolling.
Yeah,
he is.
Trolling is crazy,
he's
man.
Hey, he's good at getting you going. He got me going.
Oh, no, he is. I'm telling you, man.
Sit back and laugh at me.
Here's the things he was saying about you before we was teasing you coming up in there, man. I'm telling you, it'd be good. So get him to one of your camps. Let him come in because he got a nice stroke. I will say this. He and Hoffman, they can shoot it.
They can shoot it. All right. In today's game, that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Got to be able to shoot.
You got to be able to. Yeah, but they can shoot it.
The ball.
They can shoot it. Hey, brother, you know you're priceless, man. We appreciate what you bring to the table because we want to go hardcore. And we talking about insider. Ain't nobody more insider than T-Mass. And so we appreciate that you share with us, man. And we'll keep hope alive.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. I love talking ball with y'all because y'all know what it is. So it's always fun talking with y'all on this stuff, man. Anytime, Doc.
Good deal. All right, Mass. I'll be in touch, man. Thank you. Mass, man, out to world champion. He's a terp, though, and he's proud of it and always stretches and flexes with the Maryland Terrapins, and that's a good thing. So we do enjoy that. More time to light it up. Your turn now. We will give the mic back to you, 301-230-0980. If anything that you just heard that you didn't like that Ant-Man threw out, feel free to come in on open mic and tell him why he's wrong. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shout out to T-Mass. Thank you for that last segment. 301-230-0980 is the number. DOC, DHN for Brother Hoffman. And the Ant-Man, who was challenged a little bit. Be careful what you say about Bron Bron, because you might get him going a little bit. I like the way you defend LeBron, and I like LeBron.
He has shown
you that. Has anybody been that well conditioned at 40 in anything? The dude is freak, and he's committed, and I like all that. It's just the management partners. I don't want to be in business with him. I don't want him on a team that I am pulling for, because it's just too many things going on, and I don't know if at this point I can trust him to put the team ahead of his personal interests. See, I ain't mad at him as a father. He made sure his son got taken care of. He could have done that with writing the check. You don't jeopardize 11 other people for you. That's what he can never win me back on. We needed size. And he went and did fulfilled one of his wish lists. That's what you do in the summer league. So I'll never forgive him for that. But I'll never also disrespect him as a ball player, because he's a terrific ball player, but it's got to go. With that Beverly Hillbilly thing out there, it's just it's too messy. And I tell you what, Golden State, I like the way they operate. Steph, I mean, they're still really viable to me. And then your Clippers. How busy is that locker room going to be this upcoming season?
I think it's good that they're making
for
all
how
these
long?
Moves.
It's AARP.
I mean,
what are we talking about?
But Doc,
82 game schedule.
Yes.
You Kawhi, and then Porky Pig, he had a really good regular season, and then right now playoffs come, he's spooked. You can't play as well as he played in the regular season, and then go out the way he went out.
Who, Kawhi, or are you talking about James Harden?
I'm talking about James Harden, Porky Pig. Kawhi is always ripped. Kawhi's body's broken up, but he came together, and when the claw is right, he's top five.
Yeah.
You know, he can't help his body breaking down. Kawhi Leonard? As a matter of fact, I didn't even check to see how high Kawhi. But I think Kawhi has top 12 talent. He just can't showcase it enough.
Yeah, I think James Harden, and he does this. He's not that guy when it comes to the playoffs.
No, but he is that guy, though. But he just can't lock in. It's got to be something that...
Can't be game seven. He's allergic to those.
I know it, but there's got to be somebody in the medical profession that ought to be able to walk and talk him through it if he's got the courage enough to seek help. You can't make this up. You can't be as good as he is during the regular season and then fall apart when the lights get bright. So that's why I like Porky, but he a bad dude. Bad dude. And then there's just so much with the Philadelphia. I mean, we start talking about the Sixers. And that's why ownership, man, you got to really be, well, your pockets have to be deep, obviously. I wouldn't have the patience to put up with how many games these people miss and still want to get paid. You know, we'd be having a problem, real problem. Because as we've seen here, our programs that have been to the mountaintop, the Curly W has been to the mountaintop. They don't learn, don't spend, but they spend enough to make it. We saw them spend. It's how they spend. And do they still want to do that? Because no, they had an affinity for talent. They knew how to get talent. But how do you get out of the middle of the pack or avoid being terrible for as long as we have been in some of these sports? I mean, all kidding aside. I mean, who's going to win first between the Nats and the Wizards, in your opinion? Who's going to get to the mountaintop first?
Man, I would say the Wizards.
Okay.
Right now?
The Capitals aren't that far off. The Capitals, just they sniffing around it.
Yeah.
But Ovi's farewell, Ovi's last chapter, they're going to have to juice some things up to send him out as a champion and going for a cup. See, once it was the record, and I ain't mad at the record, but they got to really realign some things to make sure they can compete for that cup. But when we talk about the Curly W or the Wizards, who gets there first? 301-230-0980. Hell of a parting shot to say who's getting there. No slight, no game, no joke. Real talk. Both of them clearly in developmental mode now. We have to admit that. Whether you want to or not, that's where you are right now. Can't put a string of wins together. And just when you get it done, your bullpen falls apart. It's something that's just, but you got pieces. Same thing with the Wizards. You can see it. I mean, they won me over in the summer league. You know how they won me over? That game you and I was fighting over, and the effort.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were the Hoyas out there with Big John, the way they were trapping, the way they were playing full court. They were picking you up with that level of energy I hadn't seen since I had an afro. So the question is then, Wizards or Nationals? Who fixes this mess first? Let's go to JYD. JYD, what up?
What's up, Doc? What a great treat to have you on today.
Thank you.
When I look at it all, the Nats got a little ways to go, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I say the Wizards are on the right track, you know, to get back, you know, into the fray. The kid that they got, Johnson, he didn't play, but I think one game really, boy, he had to take a back seat because of hamstring tightness and all like that. But other than that, you know, I would say that they're getting a few pieces together, and I think they have the inside track.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the Nats, of course, is you know, right now they gotta have to get they need to get a strong manager and They got to find out who's going to definitely be calling the shots in the GM office and all. And they're going to have to spend some money, and that we don't know. We don't know what the learners. We don't know what the learners are going to do because, because it's two ways you can go in baseball. The Atlanta Braves choose to lock up their good players early. The Wizards, the Nats. You know, you got James Wood out there. You got a few youngins out there. Abrams is out there. Or whatever, you know, but they went out there and drafted a shortstop who came out of the blue to take the number one spot in for them to draft. So
he was well noted. I mean, his old man's an MLB. He wasn't on the blues. He's a hell of a shortstop.
Well, I think
it's different. They didn't take the pitcher out of LSU, which I was screaming for. Because again, what do I know? I just know I saw this dude put people to sleep. But they say that could be 2 years up. Again, they know what they're doing way more than I do. And I'm just telling you, the kid they got is solid.
Oh, yeah, he's a solid. He's a solid guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying he caught me out of the blue because I was thinking, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, I was thinking Holiday all the way.
Yeah, but don't forget, they also was a 3-for-1. They was trying to budget cut also. Let's put that in there, too. And then the agent that they had, the Big Bad Bear, they didn't mess with none of the clients of the Big Bad Wolf. So there was a strategy to what they were doing.
Yeah.
So, I got to give them credit. At least they had a plan. They had a plan, and they orchestrated their plan to fit their organization. I can't be mad at that.
No. But I think Bartolo is going to have the inside track for the GM job. I think he really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
That's just my gut feeling.
Yeah,
or whatever.
We'll see.
Well, the football season is on upon us.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And the only thing I can say, two things, Doc. We got a spot for you on the Kansas City radio, or whatever.
No. Well,
come on over.
My all-time favorite player growing up was Otis Taylor. So I loved the Chiefs back in the day when Otis Taylor was out there playing X for them. I respect Andy. Love what y'all doing. But this is not a layup. And you know what I'm talking about.
If you don't want McLaurin, let me tell you something. Come on.
Oh, I know.
Come on over here.
Oh, no, he can play. I think he'd end up in Indianapolis. He can go back to Indiana. Indianapolis, rather. No, Terry will be sought after. He's a worker. He's not a problem. He's an asset. And he's done it with a multitude of pitchers and quarterbacks here. If he got with a guy like Mahomes, oh, come on, man. Stop it. That'd be unbelievable.
We got a spot for him.
I bet you do. Yeah, I bet you do. I'd have a spot for him, too. Terry's a good dude, but you know what? In the midst of a negotiation, go to your separate corners and come out fighting because that's what this is. This ain't personal. This is business. It's business.
Yeah, of course not. It's a business or whatever.
Business. And I thought he made a mistake going out to the commercial with that public plea. Man, public don't give a damn about what you want. Neither do they. It's business. It's a negotiation. If you want to be for real, then tell your agent to find you another place to play and get on, move on. Because this is not a sentimental thing. You did everything you could the right way, and this is what it got you. Would you hope you get brownie points because you was on time? You were the ideal model, and it showed you it's not personal. It's business. So either get an agent and take your behind to the gym and work out, and get out of it. But when you start thinking you're going to step in, that what you think? You think Adam's an amateur? Have you not paid attention to what he's been doing the past several years with Super Bowl talent out in San Francisco? Wake up! This ain't no small market. This is big time. And Peters is showing you right now what he's made of. He's showing you what he's made of. What are you made of? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. It was good to hear Tony Massenberg on there because I remember he used to come on there with Big John all the time as well. or whatever. Big John have a lot of respect for Tony or whatever. And Bill and all those guys, all, you know, it sounds good, you know, for the summertime and all like that. But, hey, we know that Bill and Durant and all those type guys, yeah, I mean, you know, they are all right. But, hey, we know that at the end of the season, they always wind up over at the hospital. That's just the way it is.
Well, at this age, that's good. Jay Whitey, appreciate hearing from you, man. Stay safe.
Hi, Doc.
Stay safe.
Take care.
All right. Kansas City on his mind. You like the Chiefs? Are you a Chiefs guy?
I mean, Mahomes is a good player.
Well, I mean, you usually go against the grain, so that's why
I'm a Lamar Jackson fan.
Yeah, me too.
He's my favorite quarterback.
Yeah, me too. Well,
but I might have to change because of Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, no, I'm crazy about it, but he can't be my favorite. He don't win enough. That kid, 15, is
he wins.
You don't necessarily want the winner, though. I understand you're not used to that. Once you're still young, and you're coming out of Chernobyl because of your burgundy gold influence. So I'll give you time. I'll be patient with you. Go to break here at 6:44. Get a chance to jump in with us. 301-230-0980 is the number. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ant-Man, you seem to have something on your chest that you'd like to get off your chest.
Not necessarily something on my chest, but there was some news going around yesterday as the Dallas Cowboys reported for their training camp.
The Dallas Cowboys.
The.
Okay.
And we had Micah Parsons, their star defensive end slash linebacker, speak out to the media about his contract situation. However, Doc, he's actually in Dallas.
Micah, how would you characterize how close you are to getting something done?
I mean, I don't know. don't know. We'll see. We'll just see how long things take, you know.
Thank you, man. Discouraged by the fact that it's taken this long?
Honestly, yeah. When you go around the league and you see these other teams taking care of their best guys, I see TJ got taken care of, Max got taken care of, Miles got taken care of, and he got 2 years left on his deal. So it's hard to, yeah, you see a lot of people around the league getting taken care of. You just, wish you had something like, that same type of energy.
It's hard to not take it personally.
I wouldn't say it's hard not to take it personally when you know how there's a chain of events of something consistently happening over the course of years when you kind of see it before through other players and things. So you don't take that you don't take it personally when you're like, all right, this it's not like I'm getting treated differently than anyone else, So I don't take it personally. I just don't understand.
He just doesn't understand. He must have poor counsel. I just contacted Cowboy Clay, and he just landed. He's in Wisconsin. So I'd like to get, an insider, Cowboy Clay. I mean, Micah Parsons is there. I'm a fan of staying in, hold out while you're there. Maybe you can explain to me the benefit of losing $50,000, even if you get it reimbursed.
No, I don't get it.
I need somebody a lot more in the know to explain that to me. When all you have to do is show up and do nothing. But I felt the same way about our left tackle and our corner in the offseason. When you have a walkthrough or whatever and you don't have to do anything, just showing up. The team was 100% a year before. If the team told me that we had 100% participation the year before I got there, how crazy would it be for me to break that? What else am I doing that day? Mm-hmm. Nothing but working out. So I'm going to work out there. But just because I think that wouldn't mean it's right. But I can't wait to talk to Terry whenever down the road to go, was that your call or was that the legal call, or was that someone that instructed you? I just don't know how you give up 50 G's when you can show up. And I would have never given you out if I was the league. I'd be you participate if you're behind here, or I'm fining you. And you do show up and say I'm tight.
Yeah, I mean, I think Micah and Terry's situation are a little bit different just because Terry is getting older and he does want, a little bit more security for his deal. Micah, if this guy hits free, and that's the thing about good players. Good players usually do not hit free agency. But if Micah Parsons was to hit free agency, oh my gosh. Huh?
I think you know where he'd end up.
We do know where he'd end up. He'd be right here in Washington.
Amen.
He'd be right. So if Dallas continues to, mess this up, granted, I do think when it's all said and done, he will get a new deal.
Oh, he's going to be the highest paid ever.
Yeah. Ever. He'll get his deal done by the start of the NFL season.
Yeah.
But, man, if he does not.
Don't even think it. Jerry is going to string this. Don't do it because Jerry.
This is what he wants. This is what Jerry does, huh?
Jerry does this because his evaluation of his property.
He's smart.
He's a brilliant marketeer.
But we don't like it, though.
He's a horrible football owner.
Hey, Doc.
But he's, what can you say?
Can I ask you this, Doc?
Sure.
If Jerry Jones was asked, would he rather win the Super Bowl this year or not do any press conferences this year?
Oh, he'd never not do press conferences.
He wouldn't agree to it.
He wouldn't agree to it.
He's crazy.
This is his playoffs.
You want to win the Super Bowl, though. We don't want to see you, Jerry.
You acting like he's never won it.
We don't want to see you, Jerry.
You acting like he's never won it.
Yeah, but how long ago was that?
You know how many people never win it? See, you sound crazy now. What are you over there drinking?
I'm just saying,
some people never win it.
Yeah?
He's got multiples. So we good.
Doc.
It don't matter.
What has he done this century?
Make a fortune. You know how much his property, his
team made a lot of money. He has made a lot of money.
No, it's the most valuable. It's got to be this in some soccer entity. The dude, you can't argue his success financially. I just don't think you can.
We got a hard out, 655-45, Doc.
All right. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Well, it's been fun.
I hope I'm not cutting into your show.
No, this went too fast to me.
Really?
Yeah, man, this was too quick.
Ah,
I agree.
We're
going to find a way to drag it on. But when Big Tony joins your show, then he kind of takes the air out of it.
Yeah, he does.
He does. He slows it down. He confuses it. And we needed that. This was too smooth today. It was too many good topics. T-Mass, all the people that joined us. Professor, he was strong. Our team
Donna.
Was strong. Hopkins. Hop was rolling. And I wanted to go to victory. I'm just a little bit perplexed. But you know what? We'll just try to do better tomorrow and get it going on. God bless you. And let's keep hope alive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.